Teresa Wall joins us for a corridor today. Teresa's very experienced in our medical scene and is the co-chair of Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa-Uruta. Ministry of Health data shows 141 people in managed quarantine yesterday, fewer than half of the country's cases so far. The number of community cases, 277, and at the border, 37 returnees have the virus. Now, the figures show 46 people with COVID-19 are self-isolating, 13 in hospital, and 114 are in a category called other, which we are going to delve into and find out what that other might mean. Teresa, thank you for joining us on today's program. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Concerning numbers, you've been watching this unfold for some time now, of course, and hoping you and your whānau are well enough down there in Wellington. Are we doing all we can to protect our people? And if not, what needs to improve?
Well, I think that everybody is following, you know, what we need to do. You know, physical distance, wearing masks, keeping into our bubble, you know, and complying with the level 4. I think it's really important that we continue to do those sorts of things and also get immunised, get vaccinated.
I haven't seen too many figures about Māori getting COVID. We have a breakdown ethnically of the Pacifica, people involved particularly in the church cluster here in Tamaki. Have you been privy to Māori stats, not just the vaccination stats, but those who are contracting COVID?
No. So I think that the reason why the couple of times that the ministry identified that there was quite a large number of Pacifica in the clusters was to encourage them to get vaccinated and to I think that was their underlying reason for divulging that the cluster was based in the Pacifica community.
When the COVID threat first arrived in our country, Teresa, it felt as though some of our attitudes towards how to combat it, Māori, weren't being taken into consideration in a serious way. I'm hoping that has improved. You're the co-chair of Uruta. Are our opinions via that organisation, Uruta, being factored into the government response?
So I think that other people working in the health sector have agreed, particularly the recent point made by Uruta, that we should prioritise Māori and Pacifica, and that we should not halt, but perhaps ensure that the first dose, that we concentrated on getting everybody a first dose, because that actually gave you reasonable protection. And it was absolutely vital that Māori and Pacifica got a first dose. So I think that, you know, the different medical colleges have come out in favour of that, have supported that. I'm not sure that government per se they certainly talk about equity, but we haven't heard to the extent that the colleges, other medical colleges, and other people working in the health sector have supported that prioritisation.
We are proactive. We're not just sitting back. The Taitokoro Border Controls, I spoke with those guys yesterday, they have been sort of pushed aside by the police, supposedly fearful for their safety. That's the Border Control workers. They're just trying to keep COVID out of their communities, and we're very vulnerable in our rural communities as well. Then I speak regularly too with Rawiri Jansen as well, Teresa, and he's talking about street corner vaccines, and with Tamahere out here in West Auckland, who has cut a deal with an outfit to get saliva testing because of the intrusive nature of the nasal tests. These are all proactive from our people trying to push in the right direction to keep us safe. What do you feel about the way that we are reacting in that sense, you know, trying different things?
I think that what we're trying, that what Māori are doing at the moment, you know, exploring lots of different ways of providing vaccination services and for Māori and Pacifica is great. And the talking about, you know, setting up the road blocks and whatnot. Now that was great in the first lockdown. It certainly sent a very strong message that Māori were prepared to do extraordinary things to protect not only their own communities but all of the communities living in rural areas. And I don't think that the public, per se, were against that, because I think people do get... it's extraordinary when you hear about people, when we go into lockdown, people trying to rush off into another area to be at their, you know, batch or beach house and whatnot, when in actual fact the thing is stay home. And stay in your bubble.
We've got cases down country and concerningly as well across the Cook Strait as well, down to Waiponamu. We are expecting a change in levels and an announcement pending. Tamaki Makaurau, though, feels as though we need to settle in for the long haul. It's going to be a while up here. What are you anticipating around the rest of the country, Teresa?
So I think that, yes, there are locations of interest in the South Island. So it's that's of concern. There, of course, no cases down in the South Island. So there is the possibility that the South Island might go down a level. Wellington, we've certainly not got the numbers that are occurring in Auckland, but we are still getting a couple of cases, new cases a day. So we potentially, Wellington could, or the North Island could still stay at level 4, or there might be a regional arrangement where, you know, Auckland stayed at level 4 and other parts of the North Island shifted down to level 3. But I think that, you know, it behoves us to be cautious. Delta, where it's a very different game from the first lockdown. We've got the Delta variant. It's very contagious. It's easily transmitted, as we know about the issue around the MIQ in Auckland and how they're exploring how it sort of passed between people who only just sort of went past each other.